Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Mike Nardini, talking about this week's city council meeting. Thanks for joining us here today, Mike. You had a city council meeting last night, and what do you want to talk about today?
First and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs with you. And as you said last night, we had a city council meeting, or rather a lengthy city council meeting, in which we addressed numerous items and some of the significant items that we approved last night. It's important for your listeners to understand that the council did approve a contract for renovation of the city's indoor pool. And with the renovation of the indoor pool, just to get your listeners up to speed, the goal of the renovation is to extend the life of the current facility for 20 to 30 years. And generally speaking, when you talk about the renovation, it'll be a very comprehensive renovation in which we'll be making improvements to the mechanical system, the air handling system, the pool deck, sprinkler system. We'll be doing exterior ceiling on the building, replacing of the locker room facilities. So it'll be a general facelift to the facility. With that, the contract that the council approved last night was with Garland Construction out of Belle Plaine, Iowa, in the amount of $2,719,500. Now, Justin, we had some good results on the bids for that. We actually received three bids, and the engineer's estimate for the construction was just over $3,024,000. So the low bid was approximately $300,000 less than the engineer's estimate, which is always a good sign in the bidding process. We felt very fortunate with that. Now, with the timeline for the project after last night and proceeding with the project, we're hoping to start the renovation in April of next year, Justin. And we believe the project should take somewhere between 6 to 7 months. And if everything goes smoothly and we can keep the project on time, the timeline for it, we should be able to have it completed by the end of October, mid-November-ish of 2014, right around there. But during that time, there will be a complete closure of the indoor pool facility as well. So, once again, from the city standpoint, we're very pleased with the bid results with Garland Construction right at $2.7 million, came in right under $300,000 less than the engineer's estimate. And overall, for the listeners, when we talk about the indoor renovation pool project, the total estimated cost for the project is right at $3.2 million, Justin.
And let's move on to a change order with the Pella Sports Park, if you would.
Yes, Justin. Last night, council also approved change order number one with Todd Hackett Construction Company for the Pella Sports Park. And to get the listeners up to speed, the amount of the change order was just shy of $43,000 with Todd Hackett Construction and involved three principal items. First, for right around $6,600, what we needed to do after looking at the plans and specifications, Justin, with the Pella Sports Park, there's going to be a rather lengthy public entrance road that will go over a box culvert that also serves, the culvert serves as an outlet for the irrigation pond. Now, the pavement over that culvert area was originally in the plans and specifications, was originally scheduled to be 7 inches. And based off staff's review and getting a chance to take a second look at things over that large of a culvert that we have planned for the entrance road, we felt it would be wise to increase the concrete from 7 inches up to 8 inches. And so the additional cost to do that was right around $6,600. In addition, the second component of the change order for right around $5,300 was we had an extension of the water main to the Pella Sports Park of right around 50 feet. In order to extend that water main an additional 50 feet and make the necessary adjustments for the new location of the public water main coming into the Pella Sports Park was just shy of $5,300 to the general contractor. But by and large, the largest component of the change order is we actually had some soil replacement that needed to occur at the Pella Sports Park. And to get the listeners up to speed on why this was necessary, normal procedures in construction is to test the soils for elasticity, particularly for any type of facilities that will be built over the soils. We performed soil testing at the Pella Sports Park, and we determined in looking at it that it would be the safest course of action is to actually replace the soils under the facilities that are being built at the sports park. And namely, when we talk about the facilities, we're talking about the concession building, the restroom facility, and also the maintenance building. And what we're going to be doing, Justin, is replacing 2 feet of soils under each one of those facilities and replacing it with 3/4-inch roadstone rock under there. So once again, this is just to stabilize the soils under those buildings. The cost to do that was just shy of $31,000. So if you add up those three components, Justin, we're just shy of $43,000. Now, as far as the city's financial allocation, the listeners may be aware of this, but overall, the Pella Sports Park has a budget of right around $7.5 million. Council's approved a financial allocation to date of $2,650,000 for the Pella Sports Park. And through negotiations with our partner on this, which is Fields of Our Future, who's also raising the remaining total of the Pella Sports Park, the city's allocation of this was $7,000. So the remaining $36,000 was allocated towards Fields of Our Future. So at the end of the day, with this change order request, the city's total contribution to this Pella Sports Park would be $2,657,000, Justin.
We're joined right now by Mike Nardini, City Administrator for the City of Pella. Mike, we talked a lot of construction here. What do we have on the horizon? When are you guys going to meet next? And anything on the agenda so far?
Well, as far as our next meeting, it'll be early January. It'll be Tuesday, January 7th, Justin, and we'll have a whole host of items on the agenda. And to kind of just to get the listeners up to speed, Council approved the construction agreements for both the indoor pool renovation. With the project, what you'll see early in January is actually the financing for the project as well. So we'll be talking about the bond issue in early January that will be necessary to pay for the indoor pool renovation. In addition, as your listeners may or may not be aware, we're currently in the process of deconstructing the Pella Power Plant. We'll also be talking about the financing for that project as well. So I'd encourage the listeners to stay tuned to the city's website and also stay tuned to KNIA KRLS for updates on city affairs.
All right, Mike, thanks for getting us up to speed on the City Council meeting, and we'll see you in early January.
Justin, once again, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Mike Nardini, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.